Where did your love for bobblehead start?
So really it started with the passion for collecting sports cards, and that was started by my dad, who collected them when he was growing up and got me into it when I was little and turned into bobbleheads in about 2003.
I love it. When did you decide to found or co-found the Bobblehead Museum and Hall of Fame?
Yes, corporate finance, and the other co-founder, friend Brad, was working in sales, and you know, we were sort of going along in our careers, and all of a sudden, you know, we had this collection that was growing out of control, and we produced a bobblehead to honor a friend of ours who was a Special Olympian and manager for the Milwaukee Panthers college teams, and had a great experience with that. And so we started to put a business plan together and came up with the idea to have a one-of-a-kind museum dedicated to bobbleheads, along with a company that produces and markets unique bobbleheads.
Let's talk about the unique bobbleheads. Maybe if someone wants to create them for one of themselves or give a gift. Tell me about the process that you guys do to create these custom bobbleheads.
Yeah, so we have an online store that has thousands of bobbleheads that are available for purchase, everything from, you know, politics to sports, colleges, pop culture, the Three Stooges, Home Alone, you name it. And then you can also produce make your own bobblehead of yourself or a friend, family member, and you just go online, upload a few pictures, enter a few details, and we make the bobbleheads for you. And then we also make bobbleheads for teams and organizations across the country.
It's great stuff. What qualifies a bobblehead, Phil, to go into the Hall of Fame?
Good question. So right now there's only one bobblehead in the Hall of Fame, and shortly after announcing the idea, we had a public vote on whether Pete Rose's bobblehead should be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was over 90% of people said yes. So we had an induction ceremony with Pete several years ago to induct his bobblehead into the Hall of Fame. And for now, his is the only one in the Hall of Fame. So we do have some criteria that we're developing, but for now, he has sort of that honor of being the only one in the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
How many total do you have on display at the museum?
So right now, we have over 10,500 unique bobbleheads on display, everything from sports to pop culture, politics. A really diverse and unique mix of bobbleheads, and we have even more in storage, and we get more bobbleheads pretty much by the day, if not every other day, new bobbleheads coming in, either visitors dropping them off or teams or individuals sending them in the mail.
That's amazing. What was the first one you got, and what's the most recent one, Phil?
Yeah, so 2003, when we started collecting bobbleheads, Brad was working for the minor league baseball team in Rockford, Illinois, where we grew up, and they gave away a bobblehead of the mascot Rocco, and that's the bobblehead that kickstarted the collection. That one's on the history timeline at the museum. Most recent, just yesterday, we acquired a Bill Nye the Science Guy bobblehead, because we've gotten some requests for him, and he has a bobblehead out there, so we added that one to the collection.
That's so great. Was there one that was the hardest to track down?
There's still some that we're working on tracking down. We actually acquired at auction last month a set of the Friends bobbleheads. So that one is a really hard set to find. It's one that they only gave to cast and crew. And so every once in a while, a cast member, crew member will put theirs up for sale. And there was an auction for one, and we acquired that. So that'll be on display pretty soon at the museum as well.
Phil, as I let you go, where can our listeners go to learn more about the Hall of Fame and the museum?
Yeah, so bobbleheadhall.com. That's bobbleheadhall.com. You can do a virtual tour there. You can shop the online store and find out a lot more information about bobbleheads.
Phil, I thought my 10 bobbleheads I had, I was doing pretty good with my collection, but that pales in comparison to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I guess you have a little bit of work to do, but everybody, starts somewhere, and we have people who will collect and have tens of them, thousands, hundreds. It's fun to see people's collections, and you can actually share them with us on social media, bobbleheadhall.com as well.
That's great stuff. Phil Sklar, co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Phil, thanks for the time. All the best. Hope to see you up in Milwaukee one day soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris.
Good to be with you.